Welcome back to JR Morning. Macomb County heading into a new year with a freshly approved $1.1 billion budget for 2026, but not without a few notable edits. The Board of Commissioners voted to adopt the spending plan without the new general fund positions originally proposed by the executive's office. Still, county leaders insist there's no rift, and conversations about staffing and priorities will continue as the fiscal year begins on January 1. Joining us now to talk about the budget and the process and what comes next in Macomb County is Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. County Executive, good morning.
Thanks, Lloyd. You just summed it up. I guess, what do you want to talk about next?
Okay, goodbye. No, but
well done.
you said this isn't, though, a point of division, the cuts to the budget, but what gives you confidence that the relationship between your office and the board remains collaborative even after these significant cuts?
Constant communications. I mean, we're fortunate. What you've seen at the federal or state level, that's not something we're dealing with here at a local level. We're very fortunate for that. Sure, we may disagree or have a different way of trying to get to where we want to get, but that's just how government sometimes works. But the reality is there's constant communication, myself and the board chair, as well as the other board members, our finance department. So with that, you know, as I say, it's not a point of division. We may, as we go through this next year, have many of the opportunity to put forth some amendments addressing these issues. And there's an agreement to do that. So, you know, we would hope to have at least got that done by the end of the year, saying, okay, moving forward, we know this is going to happen. Now we can move on with getting some of the other business done. But, you know, probably the unfortunate reality is we're going to have to go back having some conversations, explain more detail on each and every one of these various departments. But the funding is there. That's what we're very, fortunate about. We got about over $130 million surplus. The general fund is good. We're in good standing. So none of that stuff is controversial. None of that stuff is challenging. It's just a matter of, getting together and making sure we're providing the right resources to support what's going on in county government.
Public safety and senior services and public health were, I know, a top of your priority, one of the tops of your priorities. You feel this budget still reflects those priorities, or did the board's changes kind of threaten some of what you hope to accomplish?
No, I think it always has. I think everybody's aligned here in Macomb County when it comes to public safety, public health. Those are top priorities. You know, we're looking at internal issues that we're trying to figure out how do we resolve, you know, when it comes to the finance department. Some of the issues dealing with IT right now, you know, cybersecurity is a big concern for many, but you need to make sure you have the right staffing for that. But facilities and operations, we got a lot of capital project needs. The board is in sync with, you know, what we need to do and how we're going to fund that moving forward. As we mentioned, the jail project, fortunately, we had the money available. We paying cash for a $240 million facility. We did the same thing with the Marine Division. We were able to do that with our Communications Technology Center. But we're at a point now where we got to make a decision because I don't think we have the cash available to pay for some of these other major projects. We have animal shelter, health department. So that being said, we're going to have to figure out where do we want to go, and it's not going to be to raise taxes. Nobody wants to do that. I think what we're going to be doing is trying to figure out is there a bonding strategy because we do have the capacity to do that. So that's part of the further conversations, throughout this next year.
You also included 3% raises for workers in your proposal. How important was that, you know, raise and retaining talent, especially as departments are kind of already operating lean?
Well, that was the starting point. The 3%. We actually negotiated and got to the 4%. So, I think it's most of these bargaining units have already come to the table, and believe it or not, some of them are still in. They tentatively agreed to some of these contracts, but many of them are already signed. So, our HR department doing a great job working with the labor groups and even some of the non-labor to try to figure out our non-union groups to figure out how do we resolve these contract issues. And I'm going to tell you, we're in great standing and a great position on that too. Very limited, if any, labor disputes do we have with our employees. So I think you treat them right, you listen to them, we work with them, try to make it a good environment, and you pay them right so we can retain and attract the talent that we need. So we're moving in a great direction in regards to that as well.
And we got about a minute left, but before I let you go, Detroit has a new mayor-elect, Mary Sheffield. Have you guys met yet? And if so, what did you guys discuss?
Oh, Mary and I have met many a time before, even when she was on city council, but while she was on the campaign trail and, even stopped by her event that evening, it was a grand event and just packed house. They're supporting her and celebrating her victory. So, it's going to be a unique opportunity for the city of Detroit, and I'm looking forward to continuing to work with her now in the capacity as the mayor of the city of Detroit. So I think a lot about her. I think she's going to be wonderful for the city and as well for the entire region.
All right. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. I'll see you later.
You bet. Like, thanks again, bud.
All right. Let me tell you, the first meeting of the Big Four when it comes to the county executives and the mayor, that should be exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
for sure. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Sticking local here, this idea of what the heck happened to this guy at the postal processing facility in Allen Park.
This is a crazy story.
It is.
This guy was a mechanic, and you know, his fiance started looking for him and he didn't clock out. And that's what alerted everyone that, you know, something's wrong here. And following in the steps of our representatives, our U.S. representatives, our senators now, Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin, want the U.S. Postal Service to answer some questions about the death of Nicholas Acker. Slotkin and Peters wrote to the Postmaster General, David Steiner, saying that this is unacceptable. We want answers. It took employees 6 to 8 hours to discover the 36-year-old's body after the accident. They want to know when management knew, what management was asking him to do. They also want this answer by December 12th. And when it comes to the representatives, they have said that they talked to the fiance, and apparently he had mentioned concerns about some workplace concerns.
Yeah, issues.
And the union has said that sometimes they asked employees to look for letters while the mail handling machine was operating. Now, it has never come out what happened here, how he died, or anything like that, but the senators and our representatives want an answer.
And it took how long to find him?
Six to eight hours. They didn't know where he was.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable story because there's just not a lot of information.
No.
Right. It's like,
and when you ask the police, they're like, well, this is a
federal thing. Yeah. Investigation. Yep. They're working on it. But this is, you know, once you get to the federal level, you get a lot less answers. In terms of an investigation that's happening. So, yeah, that's tough.
Coming up, we're going to talk further about Dick Cheney's funeral. This was a vice president. It was a nice send off, mm-hmm. I thought. And more from President Bush.